Tourism for Peace in Times of War, Free Gaza from Hamas. Dov Kalman, the owner and chief storyteller of one of Israel's destination marketing companies, shares his optimism about the possible positive outcome of the Gaza war. In the relationship between peace and tourism. In 2000, my Palestinian friends in East Jerusalem and Ramallah, and I, a Jewish tour operator from Tel Aviv, met to promote our two common passions, coexistence and tourism. We believed not only in the possibility of living together, side by side in two sovereign states, Israel and Palestine, but we were convinced that through tourism we could convince even the strongest opponents. Israeli-Palestinian peace tours. We created a joint venture called IPP, the first Israel-Palestinian peace tours. The largest Israeli tour company, Ofer Tours, granted the required financial support to bring tourists from around the globe to tours combining the West Bank, Gaza, and Israel. We met with leaders on both sides, often strongly opposing each other's views, but Yasser Arafat, Shimon Peres, Peace Now Kibbutzniks, and secular and religious Israelis, all opened their hearts and homes for the tourists wishing to learn that peace is possible in our generation. Sadly, the dreams remain dreams. When tough decisions had to be made in Camp David and other venues, the parties did not reach the historical compromise needed to embrace a common future of prosperity and cooperation. I will not get into who, in my perception, made the historical mistakes, but on the bottom line, we probably have no dispute. Instead of peace, there came mistrust, settlements, and terrorism. I also do not doubt that the vast majority of Israelis do not wish for the continuation of war and were willing to pay the territorial price, in case a sincere peace proposal would be on the table. And then came October 9. Those who were attacked, killed, raped, and kidnapped, belonged either to the camp of the peace freaks, opposed to the current Israeli government, or young secular Israelis dancing and enjoying the last day of the Jewish holidays. Human civilization should understand that Israel must defend its citizens and get kidnapped civilians back home. This is a war of survival for Israel. Israelis, left and right, religious and secular, Jews and Arabs, found themselves in a situation with zero alternatives. This is a war of mere survival. To end it, all kidnapped Israelis must return home and security to be assured in Gaza and Lebanon, to the people on both sides of the borders. Israelis are going through a human trauma that outsiders may not be able to comprehend. Neither the horrific price that the civil population of Gaza is paying for this war, for being abused as a human shield of Hamas, can be described in words. However, when misery becomes so overwhelming, positive developments can happen. The Yom Kippur War in 1973, initiated by Egypt by surprise, ended a few years later with the most important peace treaty ever, between the two former archenemies. Israel, headed by the right-wing Likud party, withdrew from the Sinai Desert and dismantled all its settlements, whereas Egypt agreed to demilitarization and peace. My tourism company suddenly made the impossible come true: joint tours to Egypt, the West Bank, and Israel. Israelis traveled in masses to explore the wonders of Egypt. The same may happen within the foreseeable future. After Hamas and its mere desire to kill and destroy will be replaced by moderate Palestinians, and when the current Israeli coalition is replaced by moderate center parties, then the USA will force the Israeli government to give a chance to peace negotiations and offer statehood to the Palestinians. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, supported by Egypt and the UAE, will force the Palestinians to accept demilitarization and sign a historical compromise. The US and Europe will support Gaza in a Marshall-style plan. Gaza can become the next Singapore in the Middle East. It will probably not be me, but the second generation of Israeli and Arab visionaries, who will recreate IPP. Tourists from around the world will enjoy touring the most exciting and inspiring place on earth. They will enjoy the fruits of peace. This scenario might seem out of touch with reality and even naive. So be it. I have just one request to my dear worldwide friends. See this war as what it is. Free Gaza from Hamas creates the so-needed hope for mankind.